Morning, Tom Brady. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
I'm going to start you up with a real tough question. What's your rule for when you should and must stop saying Happy New Year?
I think sometimes you get caught in a conversation, you don't know what to say, and then you just say that. So that's kind of a filler.
But we should be done with it by now, right?
What date? What's the date?
Today's the 5th.
No, you could say Happy New Year. Of course you can. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
I got to ask before we get to football, your review of American Sniper. Two thumbs up?
Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was just awesome.
See, the commoners like us, we haven't had the chance to see it yet. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
But, well, tell us more. Tell us more. I mean, does he shoot the kid or not?
Does he shoot?
No, don't tell us that. I want to see. Don't tell us that.
I know it's better if you don't, because I didn't know anything about the story, and I was so it was just a everything was a surprise, and it was well worth the surprise.
You know, he was murdered at a gun range.
Yeah. When a guy he was working with had post-traumatic stress. He was trying to help the guy, and the guy turned on him. How about the whole bonding experience?
He already know too much.
Yeah. Well, so I assume that's not toward
that,
the end, but
yeah. It's still worth seeing. It's phenomenal.
You've done a lot of these things, these bonding experiences, movies or whatever, with the team. Does it help? Does it matter?
Yeah. You know, we've coaches always found different ways to kind of find maybe inspiration or motivation in different types of things. So it was one of those. We practiced. We had a full day, and then. He brought us over to that great movie theater right by our stadium. So we guys got some junk food and sat up there and watched, a great movie. And, it was just, it's a great experience for all of us. It's something we don't get a chance to do very often. So, certainly during the course of the season, you don't have much time to do any of that. And then to do it as a team, I mean, there's really no time for that except, we had a week like we had last week where, we really didn't have an opponent to prepare for. We had a couple of really good days of practices. So, everyone was feeling good, and now we got to go out and put it to use.
Hey, Tom, is it mandatory attendance, or can somebody say, I got a dentist appointment, I can't go see the movie?
I think guys are there pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone ever leaves.
All right, before we get to Baltimore, if you were 100% honest with us, Tom, would you admit that watching such substandard football on Wild Card Weekend was notable, in particular, awful situational football? You must look at that and say, thank God we don't play that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that are coached differently. We go through situational football a lot, and it's, we talk about every situation ad nauseum throughout training camp, throughout the season. Coaches always trying to educate the players on how to make the right decision when, you don't have a timeout to evaluate it. I mean, you're on the move, you're on the clock's going, and you got to evaluate the situation and make the best decision that you feel is the most appropriate at that time. So, there's a lot of teams that maybe take those things for granted. Sometimes in the most important game of the year, they end your season, or they put you behind the eight ball in a game that could determine the fate of your season. And I think we always tried to work pretty hard at figuring out situational football and spending the time in advance so that when it comes up, you're not surprised by it. And then one of those plays leads to possibly you advancing.
Hey, if this were the regular season and you were facing Arizona next, would Bill be disciplined to stand up in front of the idiots like us in the media and say the Cardinals are good in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams?
It's all about playing well at the right time, this time of year. So, they had a great season. They were in the playoffs for a reason. They had a lot of injuries, too. They lost a lot of players. But, it was still somewhat competitive. Obviously the game didn't become real competitive for Carolina. And that's all these teams that have made it this far are qualified. I mean, they're the 12 best. I mean, that's sorted itself out over a 16-game season. Some teams have dealt with injuries. Baltimore looks like, they've dealt with some injuries this season, but, looks like they're playing really well right now. So they're a big challenge. I mean, we got everything ahead of us. It's an exciting time of year.
It felt like this past weekend, too, was like the best advertising you can have for a bye week. A.J. Green didn't play. Bell didn't play. Arizona's quarterbacks were all banged up. It seemed like this was kind of why you want this bye week so much, is to see teams that are struggling, you said, through injuries.
Yeah, you know, you advance and you don't play, and you know, we get a home game. It's great to have put ourselves in this position. You work hard to earn it, and then you got to take advantage of it, and then ultimately, like I said, you got to go out and execute well and play well, because that's what this time of year is all about. It's not, you know, coach always talks about, it's not really home field advantage. It's not, it's whoever plays the best, and those are the teams that advanced yesterday. I mean, and the day before, those are the teams that played the best. And you play well, you know, we play at home, which, you know, we love playing at home. We, you know, the weather will be, you know, very Foxborough-like, which, you know, we love that. But, you know, our execution is the thing that's got to take us to into the next round. And that's got to be a solid game of execution, and one that, you know, we play a team that is not going to let you have anything easy. This team makes you work for everything you get. You know, they're a very tough, hard-nosed team, and you know, that's why they're a great matchup for us.
You, we will hear all about the last three playoff games against Baltimore, and it hasn't gone well for you or for the team every year against these Ravens. But do you look at it as, you know, that same team, and do you feel like you guys are a similar team, or has everything changed? Has the script changed completely because there are different guys, because Gronk is healthy, because Ray Lewis is gone, Revis is here? Does it feel like the same matchup, or is it totally different?
Everything's different at this point. This is, you know, nothing that we can never change anything that's happened in the past, and nor can they. And you can't bring players out of retirement, and you know they can't either. So, you know, it's the guys we got versus the guys they got, which that's an entirely new team that we have, an entirely new team that they have. And you know, there's some carryover. There's some characteristics that are the same, but you know, these teams have established their own identities, and you know, it's going to be the Patriots 2014 version versus the Ravens 2014 version, and we go from there. So, you know, there's, you know, maybe you can, we'll be able to evaluate some stuff scheme-wise, you know, that they could possibly do versus us. That's always helpful, but, you know, it'll be determined by, you know, what happens on the field Saturday night, not anything that's happened in the past.
Hey, Tom, I assume that for a Bill Belichick coach team, everything about Baltimore is important. Everything about Baltimore is in play. But is it safe to say an area, a focus of concentration leading up to this football game will be Doomerville and his 17 sacks, Suggs and his 12, McPhee, Nada as well, for your offensive line to deal with them? Is that job one, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Yeah, they got a good front. They've, you know, we faced quite a few teams that have good fronts this year. They got, you know, obviously, you know, Doomerville's had a phenomenal year. I mean, he's been a great player since he's been in the league. That's why Baltimore signed him. Suggs is, you know, he's, you know, as good as they get. Not as good as they get. McPhee's had a great year. And they rotate some other guys in there. That Brendan Williams is a really good player. So they got a good front. They got good linebackers. They've probably one of the defensive rookies of the year at linebacker. And, you know, Ladarius Webb in the secondary. They've had a few injuries in the secondary, but, you know, they've been pretty settled there for a while now. So it's a hard-hitting secondary. It's a hard-hitting defense. And they, like I said, they don't give you anything. So that's what we got to go out and try to earn it.
You know, there was this theory we talked about the last couple of weeks, that there were certain teams that if they came in here and played you guys on Saturday, we were going to check them right off. We didn't think Indy could do it. We didn't think Cincinnati could do it. We think that Baltimore could possibly do it. They've done it before. They have the players. Do you buy into that? Do you look around and say, well, this team, you know, might not be able to come in here. They might not have the DNA to do it, but Baltimore has that DNA organizationally?
I think every team is capable of, you know, that's why people watch these games. Just anyone's capable of anything. I mean, you catch a team at the wrong time or you play sloppy football, you know, your season's over. That's what happens this time of year. So, you know, we got to play well. Baltimore's got to play well. You know, if they want to win, and that's just the way it goes. So, you know, Indy plays at Denver. I mean, all these teams got a chance. It's playoff football. So, you got to be at your best, and you got to bring your best. And you know, hopefully, you know, we bring our best Saturday. That's all that matters for us. We've worked pretty hard to get to this point. You don't want to squander it away.
A Ravens defensive coordinator, Dean Pease, knows New England and what the Patriots like to do. New England knows what Dean Pease likes to do. In which direction does the advantage needle tip? You knowing them, him knowing you?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously with him being here, he knows us very well. And but we've also played against them multiple times now. That, you know, last year we played them, I think, in the week 16 game. Week 15, week 16. So, you know, that's the most recent time we've played them. And, you know, we got a pretty good idea of how they want to play us. You know, but they got a lot of good players. I'm sure they'll change some things up. We'll change some things up. And then it's the execution part. But they got a good scheme. I mean, they're a very fundamentally sound defense. They're big. They're physical. They're tough. You know, they can rush the quarterback. You know, they like I said, they make you earn it. And that's, you know, that's what most good defenses do. They don't give you anything. And Pittsburgh beat them the last time they played them by, you know, Roethlisberger threw 6 touchdowns in this game. You know, he came out and, you know, Baltimore really played really well and shut it down. So, you know, it's always about making adjustments. And you know, Baltimore's always done a good job of that. So they're really well coached. They got, you know, a lot of great players. Certainly, you know, guys that have been on championship teams. So they know how to win. And that's why it makes for a great matchup. That's why I'm excited about it, because, you know, you wouldn't want, you know, anything handed to you. I think we've worked hard to earn where we're at this year, but now we got to earn it going forward.
To be honest with us, Terrell Suggs looks like he has bad breath. You know, just one of those kind of guys. Is that true?
I've never been that close to him.
Oh, yes, you have.
After the game and check it out.
Would you be disappointed if a Michigan man like Jim Harbaugh decided to help his brother coach, help his brother beat you? Would that be disappointing?
You know, at this point, it does. You know, they could use whatever they want at this point. The Ravens, I'm glad we got him. I saw him on the sideline there the other night. He's a great coach. I'm glad he's at Michigan now.
I was going to say, it feels like
you got it done.
Everything
Tom.
Has changed for Michigan like that. One guy comes in, everything changes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's very hopeful. I don't know if anything changes right away. I mean, I think everything's hopeful that they could get the program in order. And when you find a great leader, that's a great start. So I think now there's obviously got to get a lot of good players in there to go out and play well too.
You think McDaniels will be here next year? You think he's going to get this one of these jobs? It's starting to feel like he's going to land at one of these places.
A hot guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, he's always been – I mean, he's a phenomenal coach, so I could see why a lot of teams really, you know, are approaching him year after year. And he's, you know, he's just – he's so smart. He's just – he's so in tune. He's just – he's got everything it takes. It's just, you know, I love having him here, so I'd hate to see him go.
This is probably a better question to ask the coaching staff, but did knowing Saturday night who you're going to play, giving them an extra day to prepare, was more helpful than if you had to wait till last night to find out?
I think it's you know, goes both ways. You know, yeah, we have more time to prepare. They have more time to prepare, of course. So whatever, you know, I think that all evens out over the course of the week. It's a you know, guys, there's no stone left unturned this week. You study as much film as you possibly can. You know, that's what I was doing all day yesterday. So you try to get ahead and you try to stay ahead. And, you know, you don't let anything that you can control, you know, get in the way of, you know, your preparation. So it's just as much as you can do, as much as you can watch, as rested as your body can get. But you got to practice and practice hard and practice well and be mentally, physically prepared for the biggest game of our season.
Plus, you didn't have to watch the Bengals game. That helps, right?
Yeah, I mean, that outcome didn't matter much. So I kept an eye on it. I always, you know, it's playoff football, so I like to obviously pay attention. But, you know, there was a lot of time watching the Ravens.
All right, Tom, we'll get you out of here with the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit newenglandcadillac.com for your exceptional offers. Actually, it's a two-part question. I'll hand you one first. Were the pancakes you were making for your kids 80% alkaline and 20% acidic, and was avocado an ingredient?
You guys are taking this a little far.
That's hot food in cold weather. I know how to do it.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
How'd they turn out?
Good. They were good. Not my usual self, but they were. We ad-libbed yesterday, but they're pretty good.
I have to give credit to Rob Monaco from Boston for asking that question. Also, why is your son wearing a New York shirt?
I don't know. It said New York Mechanics.
I couldn't see what the other word was.
Yeah, I don't know what the New York Mechanics were, but that's what the shirt said. My wife put it on him. So.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.